don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when green ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Green Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, it's milestone episode 98. How are we doing today?
98? Matthew, you know what that is, don't you?
It is the year that the Tennessee Vols won the NCAA football championship.
VFL.
Go Big Orange. Right, Craig?
Absolutely. That's the year.
Craig's a big Tennessee fan. Derek and I are not.
I wouldn't.
Well, I am not.
You're definitely not. I'm whatever. I want them to do well because I know everybody can't do well, but hey.
You know.
Matthew did have a chance to play basketball at Tennessee. Can we at least say that?
Let's not go there.
Okay. All right.
Let's not.
Craig. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Belmont's a better school. All right.
So 98. Man.
We do have a visitor with us today, and she is coming in all the way from Virginia. Now, she's not here, but right. She is called right. In from Virginia.
Right.
We have faithful listener Jamie here to share with us a recent trip rundown. Jamie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. I'm sounding a whole lot better than I did the last few episodes. I've been criticized for that. Didn't realize that I sounded that bad. But I'm feeling good.
Craig has finally recovered. Jamie, did you have a good Christmas?
We did. It was awesome. Did you all?
Pretty good.
I can't complain.
Pretty good. So, Jamie, tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from, and just any other information you want to share?
Sure. I've been in Virginia, lived here most of my life, and went to Disney, we think, 5 times growing up before I turned 18. And then there was the dry spell. I did not go again until this year. So it was so nice to get back. We went in May and then went again over here for December for the big RTR. And yeah, 33 years old and have a husband and a 2-year-old daughter who is now an official Disney fanatic.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, Jamie, yes, you
still free.
You mentioned
absolutely.
That's right. That's why she is a fanatic, because
yeah.
You're like the free fanatic.
The free fanatic.
The you mentioned pre-show that you came across us last October. Is that correct?
December. So.
Yeah, December. Sometime last year.
Okay. Now, how did we help you with getting the bug back for Disney, or?
Oh, yes. My in-laws had taken get all the credit. They got a timeshare, and so we stayed off properties, which will be a good new perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they got a timeshare down there and said, we're all going to Disney last October 2017, and I got so fired up. And my husband was like, I don't know. She's still a little young. We get there, unbelievable, most amazing child of Disney ever. So the bug has been bitten. And they had a few extra timeshare points that were going to expire. And they said in June, we could have the points. Then we went back this trip. So 2 times in 1 year. And it has been a dream come true. So having you guys listen to the podcast to listen to throughout the times in between has been awesome. So.
Well, we appreciate that. That's one of the reasons we're here and why we do what we do, right, boys?
That's right.
Besides the amount of money that Disney's given us to do all this.
Well.
I know. What's your cut? Do we listeners get a cut?
We're not allowed to talk about that.
It's so unreal.
Nobody would believe it.
Yeah, it's imaginary.
Actually, nobody should believe it.
Yes. So
it sounds like you might be paying them.
Oh, we are.
So we're definitely paying them.
We have been paying them for a long time.
Don't ask our wives.
Yes, yes. They don't listen. Well, Rachel listens, but the rest of them don't, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
So, Jamie, when was your most recent trip?
So So we went, flew down on December 15th, that Saturday. I work for a university, and they were closed. So we got to sneak down there for the date that week right before Christmas. And I didn't know what to expect because I know it's going to get crazy. So when I was picking the dates of when we're going, the crowd calendars all started going bonkers on December 20th and 21st. So I think we got a way to squeak down there from the 15th, and we left on the 20th. And it worked out beautifully. Thanks to your podcast, of course. All the planning.
Oh, good.
And can we say, as before we continue on, Jamie is not getting paid to do this and all the things she's saying. So we just want everybody to know that. We're not paying her to talk highly of us. So no. We just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
We may be paying Disney, but we're not paying her.
That's right. That's right.
So you fly down on the 15th. How long were you there for?
Five nights. So last time we went in May on an arrival day, we just kind of took it easy. We fly down kind of middle of the day during nap time. It worked out great. And then we landed May. We just kind of took it easy. This time we landed at 3, got a rental car, got to the hotel, Instacart delivered groceries at 4. We were back out the door by 5:15, drove to the Contemporary, and when I said we're doing a monorail loop. So we did not go to the park. And because I didn't know how she would do, you know, on her out day. She was a champ. We had dinner reservations at The Wave, which ended up being one of my favorite meals. Have you all been there yet?
I have been for breakfast.
Craig and I have not.
I have not, no.
I highly recommend you can pretty much always get a reservation, and you get the bacon and eggs appetizer for your entree. It's nice. Pork belly, grits, something else, and it was unbelievable.
I'm gonna ask a dumb question. Where is The Wave?
The Wave is on the first floor of the Contemporary.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yep.
So we went and drove to the Contemporary knowing we had that. You can drive in with a reservation, park for free for 3 hours. But it took us forever to actually drive in there. I don't know if it was busy or something, but it took forever to get there. Got to dinner, only about 15 minutes late. Then we were going to go to the Polynesian and get Dole Whips, but it was kind of getting late, so we just headed on to the Grand Floridian, and we went and saw the gingerbread house and Christmas tree and the Christmas decorations. There was a band playing. It was amazing. And I have to give my husband kudos. He, at the last minute, he's like, we should bring our magic bands. And I was kind of like, why? I don't know. We're not going to a park. He goes, just bring it. And he saved the day because then we were able to scan. We had to show them our magic band for our reservation. And then the photo pass, we had Memory Maker. So there were photo pass photographers at the Grand Floridian. So we took our pictures there, and it was amazing. So we had a good time. And then we get back to head back on the monorail to the Contemporary, and the line is probably over half an hour long. So I remember somebody, maybe you guys, mentioning that you can hop on a boat. So we walked down through the Grand Floridian, hopped on a boat to Magic Kingdom, then walked back to our car to the Contemporary. So it worked out good.
So at any point, did you say you're timeshare renters, or since you're not DVC renters?
Timeshare renters.
that's a new thing. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, your husband saved the day there with a smart move.
Yep. So kudos to him. So then we had an early morning the next morning. We did early morning magic at Fantasyland.
Nice.
Yep. So before we left, I convinced him that we needed to do 2 early morning magics on this trip because I didn't know what the crowds would be like. And we had 4 days in the park, so I wanted to make sure we got everything in. So the expanded early morning magic is amazing. So we got there. We actually got there a little bit late. We didn't leave the condo till about 7:20, and it starts at 7:45. And we had forgotten it's a 20-minute drive to Magic Kingdom, but then we forgot how wonderful it is. We can park at the TTC. Then you take the monorail or the ferry to actually get to the park. So that morning was really foggy, and the ferry wasn't running, and the monorail line was backed up, and I will admit on publicly that I cried. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I gotta be honest, it was brutal. So we get there, and because you pay a good amount to do these early morning magic events. So we get there, we actually got into Magic Kingdom about 8:15, 8:20, and the event ended at 9. But My husband was like, let's go. We got this. So we jumped on Teacups right away. Then we did Under the Sea, which is my daughter's favorite ride of all time, two times. And I've ridden enough to know that it's a 7-minute ride. So I looked at my husband and said, let's go rider swap Mine Train. I went on Mine Train while he did another loop on Ariel. I was back to the exit of the ride before they were even done. And he went on Mine Train while I rode the carousel. Then we hopped on Peter Pan and then did Pooh. And then it was 9 o'clock. So we did early morning magic in 40 minutes and still saw almost everything but the princesses.
All right, back up just a little bit and tell everybody about your experience on Mine Train.
Oh, I rode Mine Train by myself in the front row. I had a whole train to myself, and I can never ride it again. That was my first Mine Train ride.
You're done. I'm done. You're spoiled, and you can't ever do it again.
It's never going to get any better than that.
She said, I'm a renter.
I'm a renter. Oh. I was a timeshare renter.
Showed them the pass.
Everybody else out of the car. She is a timeshare renter.
Something. It was 8:38. I looked at my clock, and I thought, how is this even possible?
Wait a minute.
There you go.
Did you have a Grim Grinning Guy shirt on?
No.
Okay, I thought it
was a purple shirt.
Okay, I was confused. I thought if you had a Grim Grinning Guy's shirt on, that is the whole reason you got in there.
If I had a Grim Grinning Guy's shirt, they would have let me ride by myself.
Absolutely. Or they would have kicked you out of the park, one or the other.
Yep. So there it was. So it ended up still, even though we missed about, I don't know, half an hour of the event, it was still a major success, and I would do it all over again. Even with someone who can't ride Mine Train yet, because she is about 34 inches tall. She can't even ride Barnstormer.
Oh.
Almost there.
No, we're close.
Now, did you just get out of Fantasyland for the rest of the day, or did y'all stay around there?
Yep, so the breakfast was now at Cosmic Rays, so mm-hmm. I ended up thinking that our touring plans should head over to Tomorrowland. So we had, I can't remember what we did. I think we did at that point it was a little after 9, so we jumped on Dumbo, then went over to use our Fast Pass at Buzz, which I hadn't done in a long time. And then it was about 9:45, so we hopped over to Cosmic Rays for breakfast. Then did breakfast, got on the People Mover, love. And then, you all will love this, we did Carousel of Progress. And my daughter liked it.
Did she?
Well, of course.
I can't believe it. And we sing It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow Now. And I tried to record her singing it, but I couldn't get it. But she loves it.
That's awesome.
That's good. Now, how was the breakfast?
The breakfast was fine.
Because when Craig and I did it, we had it at Pinocchio's, and it was really good.
It was.
And I've not heard if it's as good as it was.
Did Matthew know we did that?
I don't.
I've heard something about it. I mean, I honestly can't even remember what y'all's names are now. Y'all have shunned me for so many things.
It's just Grim Grinning is all the show is now.
Just rubbing early morning magic into his face.
That's right.
That's all right.
It's just, I'm trying to think of what else we did. We may have done something else in there, and then we had a Haunted Mansion Fast Pass, so we did Haunted Mansion with her. Told her the ghosts were just funny. She did great.
How'd she make it to the stretching room?
She did good. I thought about passing it, but we just kind of were like, you know, I think she's at the age, anyone else with a 2-year-old or younger, they might be at the age where they don't know to be scared, mm-hmm. especially if you kind of make it funny. And she loved Halloween, so we said, we're going to go to the Halloween Castle. That's what we called it, and it was nice. A big hit. So, yep. So it's all about how you frame it.
Halloween Castle, I think, I like that.
Yeah, so we did stretching room. I think I was holding her when it went completely dark, and then she was totally fine. So
good.
She did well. So yeah, between Haunted Mansion, Carousel of Progress, I was like, who is this child? She's a champ. And then we did a fast pass, third fast pass right next door at Small World. We just kind of buzzed between the two, like overlapped the windows. And there might have been something else there, but at that point, it was about 12:45, and we had a 1 o'clock at Be Our Guest, which I had gotten about 2 weeks before, which was awesome. So we had breakfast at 9:45, then lunch at 1, and we were hungry for lunch at that point, so it worked out really well.
Did you enjoy Be Our Guest?
I love it. We did lunch in May, and just again, the braised pork is what you got to get. It is so good.
Braised pork it is, yes.
And order. I meant to take a picture, but we walk in, scan in for our reservation, and then when you're tucking in, off to the right is a really long queue of people ordering their lunch right there. You need to go onto the website the day before and pre-order your lunch, and you just scan on in. I think we had our food within 10 minutes. It was amazing.
Absolutely. That's a great tip, because I know Craig and I, our families, has been stuck in the line where we didn't pre-order, and we waited about 10 or 15 minutes to order and waited another 10 or so to get our food. So definitely saves you some time.
And the tricky thing is, I don't think you can do it on the app. So you have to find a way to do it maybe on an iPad or a browser before you go.
Yeah, through the website itself.
Yeah. So once we scanned it, a small world, a snack, a teacups fast pass for right after lunch. Then we went and got a Dumbo fast pass, met Minnie and Daisy at Pete's, got a fast pass for Under the Sea with Ariel, met Ariel. Then I think we got potentially one more teacups. And at that point, it was about 3:30 or 4, and she usually naps pretty late. She's a strangely late napper, naps at like 3 or 4 p.m., which works to your favor, very much so in Disney. Yes. It's awesome. And so we had not ever done a stroller nap with her. When we went in May, we would always go back for breaks, which we loved. But this time, because Magic Kingdom was closing at 6, we were like, let's do a stroller nap, push through. So she took some coaxing, but she fell asleep. And then my husband went to Hall of Presidents. So he had a great time. He was so excited. And I hung out with her in Liberty Square while he did that. And then when she woke up, I got a fast pass for Magic Carpets. And then we got her an ice cream sandwich and went over to watch the Frozen Holiday Wish, where Elsa lights the castle and freezes it. And it was amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we... That was probably our best day. We packed it in.
I was about to say, is that the hell week? Because you did a lot.
Very, very busy.
I remember thinking, like, we could go home. I don't want to go home, but we could go home. Very successful. And so that's my other big tip, too, is that was the key during party season, is I planned our two Magic Kingdom days on party days. So most people kind of shy away from it because they're only open from 9 to 6.
Mm-hmm,
but we did all that with a 2-year-old and a nap from 8:20 to 6.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. We heard the other days. And Derek, I can't wait to hear your recent trip rundown to see if you went on a party day or a non-party day. But we heard Magic Kingdom was absolutely bonkers on the non-party days.
It is. I will attest.
You give a little glimpse right now. Of
yeah, that. We did not go on party days.
Oh.
Joke's on you, Derek.
Yep. What? Did you listen to your own advice?
Well, I have to make sure.
He's testing it for the rest of us just to make sure that is what you shouldn't do.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you didn't. Is that confirmed? Don't want to do that.
I confirmed it myself.
Now, the key that we did not do the fireworks, because I know they've been crazy and we have a newfound fear of fireworks. So we just said we're not going to bother with them. And we did not have hoppers. And I am usually a hopper girl, but this time I knew we didn't need them. So,
yeah, I think with the early morning magic, it does help.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of those.
Big time. So there you go. So day one.
Didn't sound like you needed a hopper for day one anyway. No, not at all.
So we were really fancy people, and we left Magic Kingdom and went and got drive-through McDonald's for dinner and then crashed.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was very Disney.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, just real quick, and you may touch on this more as the days go on. Have you stayed on site before?
I did. Early when I was in high school. So we stayed at Coronado Springs both times. So that's the only place I stayed on property.
I was going to ask you if you could tell a big difference between staying on property and off property.
I will tell you this. Yeah. So when I was a kid, we would go with my dad for work conferences. And two times were at Coronado Springs and two times were off property. And I remember even as a 13-year-old noticing a difference between the two trips. Like the difference, the immersion. So we still had an awesome time. And I will say, I think driving was quicker. We were less than 15 minutes to Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. And about Magic Kingdom is just a pain no matter how you slice it. So 20-minute drive there and then getting there from the TTC. But yeah, I mean, you have the immersive experience staying on property. But We had a two-bedroom, two-bathroom villa. We had a living room, a full kitchen. So having that with our daughter has made a huge difference. So
Yeah.
So I feel spoiled, and I kind of like having that space and that extra room while she's this little. I think when she's a teenager, I'd be like, throw her in the bed, throw her on the bus. Come on, we're going. But right now, she's so little, it's really awesome to have that space.
Well, and you know, not getting your business and not knowing what your family charged you, but more likely you didn't pay hardly anything for the timeshare.
So we did not pay anything. Look at all the money you saved. Thank you, Mama, and thank you, Dada.
Yes. Yeah. That was when I used a timeshare that time, and I went. That's the same thing. It wasn't part of my timeshare, but I had to pay a exchange fee of $150, but that's all I paid for 7 days. It. So, I mean, That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Because you're not getting anything at Disney for
free anytime.
No, right. That's good.
Yep.
All right, let's go to day two.
Day two is Epcot. So Epcot's my favorite park. So I wanted to keep that day two while we were fresh. So we did rope drop, character spot. My daughter wore her Princess Anna dress by choice all day. I think she would have worn it the whole trip if we would have let her. And so we got pixie dust, and we went, and we got there a little bit late, about 9:15 for a 9 o'clock open, and get to character spots, about a 30-minute wait already. And we walk up to the line, and the cast member said, "Hello, princess, do you have a fast pass?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "You do now," and pushed us over the fast pass line. That's amazing. Great.
Fantastic.
He could tell you were winners.
Again, that's fancy.
And then we met Joy and Sadness, did the Seas with Nemo, looked at the fish tanks, then head over to do we call it the Donald Duck boat ride. Let's see, Grand Fiesta Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Met Anna and Elsa with only about a 20-minute wait, and that was about 11 a.m. And then the thing I was looking forward to the most was lunch with the princesses at Icarus. Which did not disappoint. The food was good. It was fine. But my daughter had the most amazing time. And they did the princess parade where Ariel, who is her favorite, was our chosen princess. And she got up to hold Ariel's hand and processed around the restaurant. So
wow.
After that point, I was like, I don't know how much better it's going to get from here.
That is, I mean, getting the fast passes than that. I mean, that's unbelievable so far.
We noticed this is the first time she really dressed up. Is you do get a little extra attention. So I feel bad y'all all have boys because these princess dresses on little girls are a pretty big hit. And then we had at 30 days out, which is when I got my fast passes, I got really lucky. I got a 12:55 Frozen fast pass.
That is a good one.
I hit when I logged in, the earliest was 2, and I just refreshed for 5-10 minutes, and I got it. So got lucky there. So we finished lunch at 1 o'clock, scooted right over to Frozen fast pass, did the Donald Duck boat ride again, and then at that point she was getting a little tired, so we knew we were taking a break, so we went back to our renter palace, and then she did not take a nap, much to our surprise, and came out of her room, said, "I'm ready to go to Disney World at 3:30. And we said, "Okay." So we turned right back around.
Roll with it.
Went right back to the park and did Journey into Imagination, took some pictures from the fountains, did the Image Works, rider swapped Test Track. That day I got a 6:35 p.m. fast pass for Test Track, which is pretty awesome. It's our fourth.
Yeah,
I know. I was shocked. My husband did Mission Space Orange. I said, "No, thank you." he liked it. And we did Character Spot. I got a fast pass for that while he did Mission Space. Got dinner at Electric Umbrella. Not my fave, but we were in Future World and they had mobile order. And I was single momming it at that point, so I had mobile order was my friend.
Yeah, I was looking at their menu not too long ago, and it changes frequently there, and what they had the past month or two has not been anything to really go and try.
I had a decent power salad with chicken, and it was fine. It took care of dinner. And then we did Spaceship Earth. I didn't know how she would do with that. She did fine. Go figure. And that was it. So that was Epcot Day. We did no World Showcase, which is my fave. I thought we'd spend some time looking around the countries, but didn't work out time-wise.
She likes Spaceship Earth. That girl's got a bright future ahead of her. Fantastic. Good for her.
And we did not see Illuminations. Derek, I'm going to make you cringe. It's my favorite show.
No. Yes!
I know. We hope we can still be friends.
Derek watched it on his most recent trip.
I did. Well, and it was as bad as I remembered until I got to see the holiday end. That was good, but...
It's a good thing that y'all rode Spaceship Earth because your daughter will be 4 next time she can ride it.
So, wow. When is that going offline?
When does it go down?
I don't know.
I've heard 2020.
Oh, they're going to wait that long?
I heard it's going to be down from 2020 to 2022.
Oh.
Who knows?
Oh, no. She'll go before then.
Yeah.
Most likely. Hopefully. The timeshares cause magic, I will tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So you spent a day at Magic Kingdom, a day at Epcot. What's up next?
Day 3 is another party day, Tuesday. I guess it was December 18th. We took it easy. We were starting to get some colds. We think, flying on a plane in December, not the best. So starting to feel a little run down at this point. So we had a fast pass for Jingle Cruise at 10:15, I think. So we got to the park about 10 or so. And just really took it easy today. Jungle Cruise, Magic Carpet, Swiss Family Treehouse, go figure.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I know. I carried her in a baby carrier up and down that treehouse.
Oh, goodness.
So goodness.
Not the best.
And see, my little one wants to go up the stairs himself.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, it's not
and
nice.
And how old is he and how tall is he?
He's 2 in August. And he is 30, he's probably 36 inches.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So he can do barnstorming.
Yeah, he could.
Yes, but he's got to start paying now.
Not yet. Not until August. He'll be 3 in August.
He's still got 4 or 5 more trips in him, doesn't he?
Well, we're planning a big trip for his birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So. Oh, good. Oh, that'll be a good one.
Well, he doesn't have to pay.
That's right.
Arrive like the 1st of August.
I do like, Jamie, I like the way you plan because it's the way I like to plan. You got so much in that first day that this day is more of a layback. You just kind of do what you want to do. You don't have to do all the stuff because you've already done all that.
It was a really good strategy. You know, you want to maybe... You front load while you're fresh, and then you relax the rest of the trip. Yeah. I don't know. Depends on your family.
I haven't heard anything about a pool yet. Matthew's going to be upset.
I'm just waiting. I know it's coming, and surely it has to be.
Oh, I mean, when it's a high of 65, that's your first thought.
Yeah.
True. Oh, Matthew would still go.
I'm going to give her a break because she's not staying on property. If it was a Disney pool.
Okay.
It was not a Disney pool. Very nice pool. Actually, so we stayed at Hilton Grand Vacations Tuscany Village, and it has like an Italian Tuscan theme. So I'm getting the theming because I'm big on theming. I know you guys are too.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually is a good spot. It had a good pool. But there was no pool this trip because we had amazing weather, 65, 70, and no rain, which was quite the change from when we went in May when it downpoured every day. So. Mm-hmm.
So we were
in May. And a little bit warmer than 65.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, the special event of today was Tony's Town Square Lunch Parade Package.
Uh-oh.
Have you all done that yet?
No, but not. I'm interested, though. Tell us more.
I was interested until you said Tony's.
Well, me too.
I like Tony's. I don't know. I like Tony's.
So I was nervous because I heard Tony's had not good food, but I was really loving the idea of the parade package. And the parade in December was at 2 p.m. So in May, the parade was at 3, which is when we were always gone for nap time. So we had not seen the parade. So the parade was a priority this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's get this VIP seating. We'll do the Tony's lunch. We'll give it a try. Guess what? The food was amazing.
Wow.
I know.
I like it.
I've honestly never heard anybody say that.
No, I didn't expect. Maybe because my I've heard Craig say it. Craig's
enjoyed his experience there.
Yes. Derek didn't listen to me, though.
No, that's true. He didn't listen to either of us.
Served me well.
So where did you sit for the parade?
We sat right at the circle around the entrance to Main Street. So like the train station's right behind us.
Oh, okay. Around the flagpole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Around the yes, there we go. Around the flagpole. Big Christmas trees right there. So that actually gives you some shade. But tip for viewers, if you're listeners, if you do this, it's in full sun. So if you go when it's hot, you're going to roast pretty much. But it was awesome. I'm so glad we did it because we had lunch from noon. End up eating lunch till probably about 1:15 or so. And had a fast pass to go meet Tinkerbell at Town Square Theater to kill time between lunch and the parade, which ended up being great. There was, before we went to lunch, there was a 90-minute wait to meet Mickey and a 55-minute wait to meet Tinkerbell. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. So we had a fast pass, did the parade, then rider swapped Big Thunder Mountain while my daughter played at the Laughing Place Playground, which is the playground that they so lovingly made for parents so you could rider swap.
Yes, they did. Great playground.
There's not much to it but it's...
No, it's small, but it did the trick.
That's right.
We got to ride Big Thunder, which was great. Well, pretty easy rest of the day. Fast pass Ariel, fast pass teacups, fast pass Dumbo. We're seeing a trend here. Those are her top three.
Lots of Fantasyland.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really the best spot, though.
Especially it's for awesome. That age, yeah.
It really is. Yeah, there's so much they could. You could spend a whole day just in Fantasyland. So we didn't even do. We skipped Enchanted Tales with Belle. Probably a couple other things we could have done. And then she fell asleep, and this is a miracle. She fell asleep at Magic Kingdom. We rode the ferry, got off the ferry, got on the monorail, went to the Polynesian, got quick service Captain Cook's. She is still asleep through this entire time.
Good for y'all.
My mind is blown because at home we usually have to like tiptoe around nap. And then we went home after that, so that was day three.
But that's good because you said you rode the ferry and then rode the monorail, and neither of those places you have to break down the stroller. So,
right, crucial, very very helpful.
Man, yep. That's and so you got two more days left.
Yep. My goodness. I should add, because we felt so fancy being renters, we did preferred parking all week.
Oh my goodness! I never drive, so I don't know what that's like.
Might as well. Tell us about the
weather. Well, yeah, preferred parking. Well, funny story about that. In our trip in May, I told the family, I said, let's just do preferred parking this one day at Magic Kingdom, and then the rest of us will do regular parking. It's one of those things where it's going to be hard to ever go back because you park right at the front. They give you cold water, so I never brought water with us. And you don't have to fold your stroller, which has been the key to preferred parking with a stroller. You just walk on in the gate. So
wow.
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but we are now parking snobs.
Oh my goodness. I think we'll start doing that even when we fly.
Yeah.
What? It is awesome.
What sense does that make?
I mean, if you get enough bottled water, it covers the $25 upcharge.
That's right.
It's fine.
It's kind of like our transportation that we used to have that it did away with. I mean, that was
express
transportation was awesome.
Yeah.
Preferred parking.
That's right. I remember I was talking about that, and that is a really neat thing. I'm sad they did away with it.
We're going to rent cars from the airport just to get preferred parking. I'm going to start doing that.
Yes. I'm not. Now you're going to hate me for it. Your wives are going to hate me.
Derek shaking his head no at me. That's a great deal, though. I didn't know about
it's
that.
It's a good tip.
Now, what park is it best at?
Probably the Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Hollywood Studios, you are really close. Maybe even Animal Kingdom. I don't know. I mean, Magic Kingdom's debatable because you're not at the gate, but you're as close to the gate as you can be. So, I don't know, that's a tricky one. What's key about it is when you do the midday break, because when you leave and then you come back, you get to come back to preferred parking.
Oh.
Yes.
That's nice.
So that's key. So the days you're rope dropping and you're staying all day, it's probably not worth it. But if you know you're building in a break, it is worth every penny.
Now, did they tell you if preferred parking is like your park hopper if it would work?
Yes, it does.
If you were a park hopper?
It will work at the hop.
Okay.
That's even better.
Yep. It's pretty awesome.
Well, Jamie, you've given all of our listeners a great tip there that we were unaware of. Or at least I was unaware of.
Yes, I mean, he pays to stay off property every once in a while. That's good. Well, cool. And then we have one more day in the parks, Hollywood Studios. So I feel bad saying this. We skipped Animal Kingdom this trip because it's probably our least favorite park. We like it, but it was skippable this trip. Mm-hmm. We're just four, two Magic Kingdom, one Epcot, one Hollywood Studios. So this day we did early morning magic again. Thank you, husband.
Wow.
So I know. It was a big deal. Merry Christmas. It was my
There you go.
And also, this was probably, I knew it would be the busiest day. It was December 19th, so we're really getting close to Christmas at this point. So it was like a crowd level 7, I think, according to touring plans. And I was used to more like 5s from mm-hmm. May. So this is uncharted territory. So we got there a little bit late again. A little bit funny story. We get in through security about 8:20, and we're walking down, what's the main drag where the Chinese theater is ahead of you? I can't remember the name of the street, but the main entrance to Hollywood Studios.
Is it just Hollywood Boulevard?
Might be Hollywood Boulevard.
Isn't it? The only ones I know of are Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset.
Sunset.
As far as the street names. Pixar Place, but I think it's
Hollywood Boulevard. Going in, and Sunset goes to Rock and Roller Coaster and stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah. And so we were walking down the street by ourselves. All of a sudden, we hear cast members yelling, "Walk! Walk!" And I turn around, and that mass of rope drop humanity is charging toward us.
Oh, my goodness.
For the run for Slinky Dog, and they were stopping them about halfway down Hollywood Boulevard, and we just take off running away from it. And the cast members try to stop us, and we just kind of shut them all wrist and hands, and they said, "Keep going, keep going." It was
terrible. They understood.
I was like, ah. So at that moment, I think that's when it clicked that this was a good purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Part, like you said, for that whole week, the early morning magic that you got were very smart because you get ahead of the game there and you don't have to necessarily rope drop with everybody. So those are good moves.
No, you don't deal with the crazy. And then I would not do it at a lower crowd time, but for anything above a 6 or up, I think it might be worthwhile. So we did Alien Swirling Saucers a couple times, did Toy Story Mania. And this morning, Slinky Dog was down until 8:40.
No.
Oh, yikes. Yes. So there were some very unhappy people. That was not our priority because she's obviously too short. So mm-hmm. we were just going to do a rider swap. So I had the forethought to just run up to the cast member at the Fast Pass line and said, "We're doing early morning magic. Slinky Dog's been down. Can we get a Fast Pass to come back later?" And she's like, "No, but what we can do is if you ride right now..." They put my husband on. I went to the exit, like truly where you come off. Mm-hmm. And when the Slinky Dog car came back, he went, got my daughter. I jumped on the next car, rode it, and we were done in about 5 minutes. So that was really cool.
That's Jamie, good. Another good tip. Don't be afraid to ask.
Don't be afraid to politely ask and say, "Here's our deal. We haven't been able to ride it yet. We just want one little ride." With our early morning
magic. And like you said, since you paid for that, you should get that. I mean, that's one of the reasons.
Well, think about you guys rode Mine Train 10 times. You know there's people that their goal is to ride Slinky Dog 10 times, and they were not able to do that morning.
I don't know who in their right mind would ride any ride 10 times, but that was Derek's. That was Derek's goal for that day.
Oh, did you guys do that? Oh, I hadn't heard. Oh, did y'all get to ride it 10 times on your own? Tell me more about this. Did you do funny poses on the rides? I didn't get to see the pictures.
Oh, every one of them.
Was it both of you before I got there on that trip?
We had a friend.
Yeah, thanks.
We had a friend that put a video together that shows you all 10 poses.
Yeah, you must have some really good friend to do that. Merry Christmas.
Sorry, Jamie. Matthew's getting a little touchy over here.
I have such guilt about talking about this.
It's time for his medication.
I was, Jamie did the very nice thing. She could be like Derek and myself and just send angry tweets to the Walt Disney World Twitter account.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't have Twitter. Otherwise, Slinky Dog being down. That was a bummer for everybody. But we made it through. And then Toy Story was good. That was my first time doing Toy Story Mania, too. So that was cool. And so I liked it. Slinky Dog was fun. Got to see glimpses of Star Wars land. And then that point, it was 9:05, and we went and got breakfast. And the breakfast here was excellent. I had shrimp and grits. Like, that's amazing.
That was my favorite dish.
Yeah. What did you get? I can't remember.
I got some of everything except the charcuterie.
Oh, yes. The charcuterie.
I'm not much on that for breakfast, but...
Derek loves to say charcuterie.
He doesn't ever eat it. He just says it a lot. Charcuterie.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's so funny. So then we went and met Sophia the First, which is my daughter's favorite. And, again, magic. She's wearing a Sophia the dress. Perfect. Sophia the First dress. Sophia was about to take her break, looked over, saw my daughter in her Sophia dress, kind of motioned to the cast member and said, one more. And so my daughter came over and met her. And then all of a sudden, they're doing the meet and greet. She signs the autograph book. And she takes her by the hand and just starts walking with her down Animation Courtyard. And I lost it.
Oh, no.
It was amazing. So she took a walk with her. She probably spent, I don't know, maybe 5 extra minutes with her. It was amazing. That's so great.
Jane,
very special moment.
You've had the most unbelievable trip so far. I don't know how you... I mean, good night.
How can you even go back? How do you go back?
I don't think we can. It's never going to live up to December 28th.
You had to have wore your renter shirt for everybody to know all this. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
Oh, so amazing. It was awesome. And then we were right there, and the Little Mermaid show was about to start. So we jumped in there, met Olaf. Met Mickey and Minnie. That was our longest line. It's about 35, 40 minutes. And she waited in it and kept saying, we wait our turn. We were like, yes, you do. And then did the Frozen show, Frozen Sing Along, which it was awesome. The fun tip, in December, they do songs from that little short called Olaf's Frozen Adventure, which is really fun.
Is that where
they
those,
actually sing Christmas.
Is that where the last 3 songs came from?
Have you not seen that yet?
I have not. I knew that.
Oh, it's good.
I thought it was really good, and I think it might have been the last song was I loved it, but that was, yes.
Oh, well, that was a highlight because we love Olaf's Frozen Adventure, so I was looking forward to that. Then we did Backlot Express lunch as per recommended, which because their chicken and waffles are great. And then we were done. That is it. So right about 2 o'clock at this point, we're getting a little sick. We got some colds, and we had planned on coming back that night to do possibly Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam with headphones, fireworks show, and then see the sunset, season's greetings. But it was not in the card, so we relaxed at the villa, got some room service, and packed up and called it a day.
Wow.
And so ends the magical December 2018 trip.
I'm just sitting here thinking.
The flight home the next, it was a monsoon on the 20th. So we were going to go to Disney Springs. Totally missed Disney Springs Christmas tree trail.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, I know. What a shame.
Can't believe your whole trip was ruined.
Ruined because we didn't go to Disney Springs.
Well.
And
you had a good start, but I mean, the momentum has to run out at some point.
I know. I've made Matthew mad. I've made Derek mad. Craig's on my team.
That's right. That's right. Matt, you just won Matthew back over because you didn't go to Disney Springs.
That is true.
But you didn't get
in
the pool.
I did not go to Disney Springs.
You didn't get in the pool, so it's balanced out now.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're even. There we go. We're even.
I'm just upset because your daughter would never want to go back to Disney. She'll expect all that same stuff again next time she goes.
Oh, I know.
And you can't duplicate terrible. That. I know.
Because she won't forget if she's like, she's like my son. He remembers, like, I don't know if I've mentioned it on here. We went through at Halloween time and... At the Halloween party, we went through Country Bear Jamboree to get candy, and he knew that that's where the bears sang, and they didn't have any of the bears out because it's only like he's been there 7 times or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have a great memory. It's just he's done it so much. He just,
it's boring.
I'm already sad when he turns 3.
I am too.
We're going to start doing a GoFundMe account for Derek, for Boone to be able to go again.
Derek's like, Boone, you will remember this. You're going to remember this. Now, what are the names of the bears?
We did not do Country Bears. That is a shame. We did get a Dole Whip, though. I am remembering pieces now.
There's always a reason to go back, though.
Yep. Well, I said that's also the part of the reason we did a lot of the extra stuff, because we're only paying for two, not three.
Mm-hmm.
So figured we might as well make it count right now. And she will. She remembers her May trip details, and she'll remember this trip. So, yeah, this is not going to be the same going forward. It was amazing.
Well, so you flew back. That was it. That was what the total of 5 days, I guess, is what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And already planned the next trip?
Man, in my head, she turns three in May.
Gotta get one more in there.
Get one more. Hey,
that's a really good time to go.
As long as you check in before her third birthday, she's still right. Free. So
exactly. I know the rules. So, and we're rule followers. But in my head, we'll see. My in-laws, I think, want to go. And I just got to convince a few people to make it work. But it would be great. We missed the ADR window, but I'm not as worried about that.
That's...
Universities usually get out the 1st of May. Schools mm-hmm. don't get out to the end of May, so you get that little gap where there's not as many people there. I mean,
it's a slow time at work for me. And it's my birthday. Our birthdays are back-to-back.
Perfect.
Actually.
Look yep. at that. So
that's
your husband is like
year.
Saying, get off the phone. Quit talking to them.
If I could take her by myself, I would, but I'm not quite talking to them. That's a lot to do.
Jamie, this has been great. You, phenomenal trip. That's a great RTR.
Wonderful.
Lots of good tips in there, too.
Good. That's what I wanted to pass on for those with young ones. I think that's really helpful because it can be overwhelming. Another big one I like to share is before we left on this trip and last trip, we got tattoos with a Disney character on it and our phone number. And so we just put them on her arm, and we figured someone would spot it if she got lost from us. And I tell people, Disney World is the best place in the world to lose a kid. But just to be on the safe side, so she had a tattoo with our phone number. So if she did get separated, they could call us.
I've thought about that for Boone. Did she cry?
When you put the tattoo on? Uh-huh. The first time, she was a little hesitant, but then it stayed on for like 4 days.
They didn't, temporary.
Yeah,
not
temporary.
Not a real tattoo, there.
I hope your phone number doesn't change, because that would be bad. Hold still.
She cried a little bit.
Please, nobody call the cops on Derek. We don't think he's telling the
truth. It says, I love mom, and then underneath is the phone number. Oh, Derek. Derek.
Yep.
Well, Matthew, is Jamie going to play along?
Oh, I forgot all about this.
She's going to play along with the segment we like to call
Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
I like non-sick Craig.
Voice is back.
I'm back, guys. Back to doing some voiceover work. So,
well, Jamie, since you are our guest for the day, and for the record, Jamie has given us ideas for the show in the past. You may recall back on episode 50. We talked about Disney Unlimited, in which Derek would not let me build my own airplane to take me to Disney. But she asked what we would do with an unlimited budget. Jamie, we're going to let you ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question today.
All right. So you have, let's say, $250 extra. Somebody just gave you a Disney gift card. You got picked just in the park. What are you doing with your $250 on vacation?
Wow.
And I have to answer first.
Yeah, so that's $250, not $2.50. Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Somebody gave you $2.50.
That $250 bought my Big Mac on my fancy dinner.
All right. $250 with my gift card.
I am going Keys to the Kingdom.
Mm.
And I think either Keys to the Kingdom or there's something called the Ultimate Day of VIP Thrills. Yeah, there's a tour that takes you on all the headliners across all four parks, where you do Flight of Passage, Everest, and you hop over and do Rock and Roller Coaster, you know, all the headliners. So that would be my $250, the Ultimate Day of Thrills.
That is money well spent, I would say. Wow. Yeah, the Keys to the Kingdom, I mean, you still got money left over if you just do Magic Kingdom behind the scenes. But you can do, I can't remember what it's called, but it's all four parks behind the scenes, and it's all day long. And that's about $250 on that one. So that's money well spent, I would say.
Absolutely.
Who's next? You got something, Derek?
Okay, I'll preface this, but I'm not real sure how much this costs. So maybe I'd have to get on with somebody else. But I would do a... Since I'm not a big fan of the new fireworks show at Magic Kingdom, I would do a fireworks cruise. That way I don't have to see the projections. And I see the important part to me, which is the fireworks.
Yeah.
And then I think you get snacks and stuff on that, too. I'm
not you do. Pirates and Pals, you get snacks. So, I think drinks.
I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure how much that is. And if it wouldn't cover Rachel, I'm sorry, Rachel. I'll do it by myself.
Just go back out the park lot and see if you can get another $250.
I bet Boone could come for free, though.
Yeah, that's right.
There'll be an age limit on that.
Just
sorry.
Be you and Boone.
So that's what I would do.
I think with my $250, I'm going to do what you did, Jamie, and I'm probably going to do early morning magic since I've never got to do it. I'm going to, it may be, it'll cover, I guess, three of us it would cover, which is all I'd need at this point. So I think looking at the Enchanted Extras, I'm a big fan of the ones where you can spend extra time in the park with low weights. So I'm going to use it on that.
Awesome.
Ta-ta.
On two of them or one of them?
Just one of them.
Just one.
That's yeah, just one.
Because it's what, about $70 a person? 70-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say get me a personal tour guide for the day, but I think that's more than $250.
It's definitely more than $250.
I probably would do like Matthew said, except I would do an after hour. I would do, if I have not already signed up for early morning magic or an after hours, I would do one or the other with my money, just because I think I love being in the parks when there's not that many people there. I think everybody does, but especially when it's late at night. I really enjoy that because the parks are totally different. And I think that's a great way to spend some extra money. And plus, especially for the early morning magic, like you said, Jamie, you beat the rush there and got to do everything you want to do before the crowds mm-hmm. even got there. So I'd probably spend my money and do one of those too. I mean, I'd love the behind the scenes too, like you did. So all you had probably things I'd spend money on. So I think that was a great question.
And then Ohana dinner if there's leftover.
Absolutely. I'd go ahead and just buy me another meal plan.
Yep.
Just for
meal plan. He would buy a meal plan. Yuck.
Buy a meal plan. Yeah. Yeah, it's stressful to pay for it, but then it takes the stress away from the day.
See.
It's probably the best way I can explain it.
See, but she doesn't stay on property.
I know.
So she doesn't have to worry about it anyway.
But she understands.
Yeah. She's dining plan. I don't think we would have done the dining plan either. No.
They're shaking his head.
See, that's how it should be. Nobody should ever do the dining plan.
All right. Whatever you say.
Well, Jamie, we thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed being on the show and you'll consider coming back again in the future.
I hope so. If that means another trip I have to be on, I would love that.
Hey, and we always appreciate your comments on Twitter and Facebook. Those
she
type
said
things.
She doesn't have Twitter.
Instagram. Instagram. I knew it was on somewhere on Instagram because we always love our fans chiming in. But you do quite a bit, so we appreciate that and appreciate the candor back and forth.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. It's been awesome.
Well, Jamie, we hope you have a happy new year. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Splash Mountain's my favorite. Didn't do Splash this trip. That's okay.
Those were Brewing Whoop the Kid, wasn't it?
No, yeah. In your mind, that's what he did, Craig. You thought he was over there bullying kids. In reality, he got pushed down.
Probably much like his father would.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, that may be true.
Hey, kid, get off that slide.
No, I'd be the one getting pushed down.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sorry, Jamie. Didn't mean to rob your... We just reminisce about some...
I just get in the way here. I mean, I just kind of inconvenience these other two guys. But hey, back to your story.
He's still heavily. Oh. Hey, the Matthew's still heavily medicated right now, so you can't really listen to what he's saying.
Heavily is not the right word.
Okay, I am medicated. Over medicated.